heart opens the closets and airs out the cellars and the attics. It brings healing. That's a quote from Julia Cameron, an American writer, composer, filmmaker, and one of the country's leading advocates for art as a dedicated, fully developed component of every manner of healing. Art and Healing was the title of one of the exhibits at McCroskey Art Center in Grand Rapids last month, installed by 8 Minnesota healthcare providers. Doctors, nurses, therapists, medical students, who all use art, creative self-expression, to help themselves as they deal with the often grueling business of taking care of others. This multimedia show featured Tracy Bartholomew, Patricia Carlin Jansen, Sarah Eisenshank, Anne Marie Hewitt, Leitha Lemon, Robin Sauter, Ann Tofte, and Angie Volkert. I hope you had a chance to see it. Art and Healing was in the Minnesota Gallery. Up front, in the McCroskey Gallery, it was Everything Changes by Susan Morrison, professor of art at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. These were abstract paintings and sculptures that were designed to interact with each other in terms of shape and color and inspiration. Morrison is intrigued by the endless organic back and forth of motion and emotion and how this drives creative process. A big, colorful, skillful exhibit. I look forward to seeing more of Susan Morrison's work down the road. On Monday, February 29th, in Chucker Auditorium at Itasca Community College in Grand Rapids, Sam Miltich presented a program focused on mental health. As many of you know, Sam goes almost nowhere without his guitar, so there was music on the 29th. But this was primarily an opportunity for Sam to share his journey, often harrowing, along the path of his struggle with schizophrenia. One point he kept underscoring was that mental illness is an illness, and we shouldn't treat it differently or separately from any other illness, and way too often we do. We barely know how to talk about it, so we don't. Are you drawing connections between what I'm talking about today and my last essay on the art exhibit, What's Left? Lives Touched by Suicide? That project, too, confronts the stigmas and the code of silence that attach to suicide and mental illness, and references art as a vehicle to healing. Finally here, the Itasca Symphony Orchestra performed its winter concert Saturday, February 27th, at the Greenway High School Auditorium in Coleraine. The orchestra played beautifully, as they always do. The centerpiece of the evening was the Baroque 3-movement concerto for oboe by Alessandro Ignazio Marcello. The oboe soloist was Anya Mensch, and to my ear, she played flawlessly on an instrument that is practically impossible to play even sort of flawlessly, and she did it without so much as a single sheet of music anywhere nearby. Anya Mensch, if you ever have a chance to hear her, do not hesitate.